We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 17, Pastimes of the Lord in His Youth, text 17. Please repeat. Translation and purport by Issi Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Thereafter, Mother Sachi Devi saw the brothers Krishna and Balaram in their manifestation of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Then the Lord delivered the two brothers, Jagai and Madai. Purport. One night, Sachi Devi dreamt that the deities in her house, Krishna and Balaram, had taken the form of Chaitanya and Nityananda and were fighting one another, as children do, to eat the naivedya, or offering to the deities. On the next day, by the will of Lord Chaitanya, Sachi Devi invited Nityananda to take prasad at her house. Thus, Vishvambar, Lord Chaitanya, and Nityananda were eating together, and Sachi Devi realized that they were none other than Krishna and Balaram. Seeing this, she fainted. Jagai and Madai were two brothers born in Avadvip, in a respectable Brahmin family, who later became addicted to all kinds of sinful activities. By the order of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Prabhu and Haridas Thakur used to preach the cult of Krishna consciousness door to door. In the course of such preaching, Jagai and Madai, two maddened, drunken brothers, who upon seeing them began to chase them. On the next day, Madai struck Nityananda on the head with a piece of earthen pot, thus drawing blood. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard of this, he immediately came to the spot, ready to punish both brothers. But when the all-merciful Lord Gauranga saw Jagai's repentant behavior, he immediately embraced him. By seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, and embracing, by seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face and embracing him, both the sinful brothers were at once cleansed. Thus they received initiation into the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra from the Lord and were delivered. Tabi sachi dekila rama krishna duhe bai tameni starila prabhu chagai madai. Thereafter, Mother Sachi Deva saw the brothers Krishna and Balaram in their manifestation of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Thus the Lord delivered the two brothers Jagai and Madai. Om Ajnanati Mandasya Janja Shaka Sakshran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Chaitanya Manurbhistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svam Rupakadam Ayam Dadati Svapanantikam Vandiyam Siyu Siyu Da Patakam Nam Siyum Vaishnavam Sa Siyu Pam Jagajatam Sagan Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Si Krishna Chaitanya Devam Si Radha Krishna Padan Sagan Alita Sivishakam Vitam Sam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chiyat Pate Kaupesha Kaupka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchna Gauri Radhe Vrindavaneshvri Vrishyamana Siddhi Devi Pranamama Haripri Vankha Kalaptrubhya Shakri Pasanmi Visha Patnam Pavanbhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radhata Shivastika Rabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Charasanti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharane. Nirvishisa Sanyavadi Paskatya Desatarane Srila Prabhupada Ki. So in this Kali Yuga, everyone is more or less like Jagai and Madai. Hopefully not to that extent as they were, but small Jagais and Madais. So today we can pray to the Lord to give us that same mercy he gave to Jagai and Madai. And may our heart be cleansed by hearing this wonderful pastime. One day, Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip, he gave a quite mysterious instruction to Nityananda Prabhu and to Haridas Thakur. He gave the order, Bole Krishna, Baya Krishna, Kaur Krishna, Siksha, chant and this is the instruction of Lord Chaitanya. He said, everyone you meet, go to every home, every person, without discrimination, you tell them, chant the names of Krishna, worship Krishna, follow Krishna's instructions. Because everyone is a spirit soul. Everyone has the right to go back to the spiritual world. So you give them all this instruction without discrimination. In another purpose, Srila Prabhupada said, yes, this movement is meant to go out to the people and to deliver so many jagais and madais. That is also an instruction to us. We do that through book distribution. Give in, because sometimes we cannot give this order directly, but Srila Prabhupada gives it through the books as a pure devotee. And Lord Chaitanya said to Haridas Thakur and to Nityananda Prabhu, you come back every evening and you give a report. You go on Sankirtan during the day and then you give a report. I want to know what the reactions were of the people. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they took this order as their life and soul. Like Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the purpose of, Srila Prabhupada refers to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in the purport of verse 241 of Bhagavad Gita, Vyavsa Atmika Bodhi Ekana Koronandana, one should have a one-pointed intelligence, fix your mind and intelligence on one point, and this point is following the order of the spiritual master, taking it as one's life and soul. And Lord Nityananda, as the original spiritual master, it took this order as his life and soul. And that, because Lord Nityananda appeared for that purpose and he was waiting for that order from the Lord. And finally, he got this order from the Lord. Because as a servant, Lord Nityananda never thought, I'm going to act on behalf of myself. That he was never thinking, I'm giving the mercy. No, I'm simply delivering the mercy of Lord Chaitanya on his order, and this is my life and soul. So they went to each person everywhere in Navadvip, and they were willing to take risks. So whoever they met, they pleaded, please chant Krishna's names. Lord Nityananda said, worship Krishna. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, Krishna is your real wealth, is your life and soul. Stop suffering in the material world of birth and death. Take to the blissful life of Krishna consciousness. But when Lord Nityananda went from door to door and the people heard him, begging in that way, the making his appeal, their heart melted. That Lord Chaitanya did not order them, he begged. So Lord Nityananda is the supreme spiritual master, and he comes to beg from his servants so that they can be happy. So where else do we find such unlimited mercy? Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur would beg, please take this Ma mantra and chant the names of the Lord. So one day, Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they were roaming on the street, and they came at a gathering of people. And many people were there. They were thinking what's going on. And then they saw in the midst of the crowd two huge bodied terrible personalities. They were completely intoxicated from strong liquors. They were blaspheming everyone and everything. They were insulting people. They were fighting with another, pulling each other's hair and punching each other. They were the very epitome of degradation. So Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they asked someone, well, who are they? Someone replied, you don't know? All of Navadvip fears these two demons. Their names are Jagai and Madai. Previously, they were Jagadananda and Madhavananda. They were born in first-class families. And their family tradition was full of religion. But from their early youth, they fell into bad association. They became corrupted. Their minds became inflamed with lust and anger. At every moment, they were intoxicated by wine, liquor. They were drinking the blood and eating the flesh of cows. Every animal they could get off, they would kill. And so they murdered Brahmins, they raped women, they would break into people's houses and rob everything they had. They abused old people. That every day they would set so many homes on fire. This there is no sin they did not commit. Nobody could come near to them without being tortured or killed. But when Lord Chaitanya heard this, he became ecstatic. Very interesting. He was thinking, these two people are the best prospects for Lord Chaitanya's mercy. That if they chant Krishna's name, then Lord Chaitanya will become famous throughout the whole world. So Lord Nityananda looked at Haridas and at Haridas Thakur, and he said, if anyone sees them or touches their shadow, they immediately run to the Ganga to purify themselves when they see these two brothers. But often, but when they take shelter of the holy name, then people will see them, and just by seeing them, they will become purified. So that was the vision of Lord Nityananda. Now everyone sees these two drunkards, terrible demons, and they run to the Ganga to take a bath, to become purified. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, Lord Nityananda was was thinking, they will become delivered and they will chant the holy name, they will become purified, then they will become saintly persons. So this pastime, before Nityananda started to explain further, he said to Lord Nityananda, "Do you remember when the Mughal rulers beat at you in 22 marketplaces and you forgave them? You prayed that Krishna, please give them bhakti." So Lord Nityananda said, "Let us pray for these two sinful fools and pray that they get bhakti. Let us go and preach to them." Haridas Thakur replied to Lord Nityananda, "It's a fact," he said. "If you just desire to deliver them, they are already delivered. They will attain pure devotional service. It's already done. This is all your mercy," Haridas Thakur said. So they went to Jagai and Madai. And and Lord Nityananda told them, "My dear brothers, you are suffering in your own sins. Give up your sinful activities. Live a pure life of service to the Lord. Chant the holy name of Krishna, worship Krishna, and teach the world about Krishna. Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, Krishna is your wealth, your treasure, your life and soul. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy." When Jagai and Madai heard this, they were thinking, "What are they telling us?" They became outraged and very angry, with eyes red of coal. They looked at Haridas Thakur and Nityananda, and they called out, "Get them! Kill them!" And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur started to run very fast. But Jagai and Madai, by eating so much flesh and drinking, they were very fat. So they couldn't run so fast, but they tried to run fast and because they wanted to beat them. And while they were running, people would say, "We told you not to do this. We told you, don't try to preach to these rascals. Now you will die. You didn't listen to us." But the pious people, they were praying, "Krishna, please save them. They are saintly persons." So meanwhile, Haridas and Lord Nityananda, they were running. And while they were running, they had a conversation. And then Haridas Thakur said to Nityananda Prabhu, "You are a madman. Why did you preach to them like this? Somewhere or other, I escaped my life from these Mughals who were beating me day after day. But now I'm traveling with a madman like you. I'm going to lose my life." But Nityananda Prabhu replied, "Why do you call me a madman? I'm not a madman. It's that personality who gave us that instruction. He's a madman. Like a king is telling us to preach to everyone without discrimination, to chant Krishna's name. No one has said something like this before. He's a madman. Think about it." And they were running and they were laughing. But Jagai and Madai tried to follow and they said, "Stop, stop. We want to talk to you." But they were so drunk. And so fat they couldn't follow. So they became exhausted after the long run. But then they needed to beat someone up. So they started to beating each other, punching and pulling and on the hair and kicking. But then after that, Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they went to the house of Shivas to give the report to Lord Chaitanya, their daily report of the Sankirtan. And they said, today we met two very degraded souls. They were always intoxicated with liquor. We asked them to chant the holy names of Krishna. But then they chased after us. They wanted to kill us. And we barely escaped with our lives. Lord Chaitanya asked, who are these two people? But it was Gangadas Pandit and Shivasde, who were very senior members of the Navadvip Society, who answered this question, because they knew these two demons. They started to explain all the atrocities of Jagai and Madai. They said the whole town is in fear from them. Even when the king sent an award for their arrest, they didn't come to court. They just ignored it. So no one dares to go even near to them. And Lord Chaitanya said, they are Brahmins. Why do they behave like this? They kill, they slaughter, they are meat eaters, they are drunkards, woman hunters. Every word coming from their mouth is a filthy word. No one can possibly tolerate it. Lord Chaitanya decided, on this very day I will take my chakra and kill them. But Lord Nityananda replied, my Lord, please do not harm them. Give their bodies to me. Let me deal with it. You have come to this world to give everyone Krishna prema. Let me, on your behalf, give them Krishna prema. Lord Chaitanya replied, because of your sincere compassion, they are already saved. This is the power of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. But then, after the report to Lord Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur started to speak to Advaita Acharya. And he says, do you know what it is like to go on traveling Sankirtan with Lord Nityananda? I just give you a few examples. So, we are going to spread the glories of the Lord to the Ganga, near to the Ganga, and we come out the Ganga, and the Ganga is infested with man-eating crocodiles. And he jumps into the Ganga, grabbing the tails of the crocodiles and playing with them. And then he goes in houses and steals butter and yogurt. And then when they catch him, he runs away. But then I'm there and they beat me. And then every young girl he meets is asking them, please marry me. And then they go to their father and he comes out with a stick and Haridas is running, and there I have to explain it. So this was his experience of Haridas Thakur going on Sankirtan with Lord Nityananda. But then, every evening they had the night kirtans at Shivas Thakur's house. And one day, Jagai and Madai was nearby. And they heard the kirtan, and they were chanting with the kirtan. But by hearing the kirtan, it increased their desire to drink more wine. Anyway, one day, a few days later, Lord Nityananda went purposely directly to the spot where Jagai and Madai were. They were thinking, Jagai and Madai saw him, and they were thinking, a few days ago he was running for his life, and now he's coming to us. And so they started to utter very abusive language, and he asked, "What is your name?" And Nityananda said, "Oh, they call me Avadut." And then Lord Nityananda said, "Please kindly chant the names of Krishna." That Madai became very angry. And aside, there were many empty clay pots which had contained wine. And he took one clay pot, and with all his force, he struck Lord Nityananda on the head. At that time, Madai says, "Now I will finish you." And he was going to take a second pot, clay pot, because Lord Nityananda's head was, blood came from his head. And he was going to take a second pot and smash it on the head of Nityananda Prabhu. But at that moment, Jagai stopped him and said, "Don't do it. Don't you see it? It's a saintly person. Look how he looks at you. He looks at you with great love. It's your well-wisher. It's a saintly person. Don't do it." At that time, the Lord Chaitanya was informed of what was going on. And Lord Chaitanya became very angry. And he came with many devotees. He came at the spot when he saw Lord Nityananda bleeding on the head, Lord Chaitanya, he raised his hand and he called out, "Chakra, chakra!" And at that moment, his chakra appeared on his finger. At that moment, Lord Madai and Jagai came to their senses. They understood the identity of Lord Chaitanya. And they both surrendered. They both offered obeisances and asked for their mercy. So just by seeing Lord Chaitanya and his chakra, they became sober. And Lord Chaitanya told them, "For your offense to my devotee, today you will die." But then Lord Nityananda held the hand. He held the hand of Lord Chaitanya and said, "Please do not hurt them. I'm bleeding a little. But I don't have pain. And just this pot fell out the hand of Jagai. Please don't punish them." Zou dan Lord Nityananda said to Lord Chaitanya, it was Jagai who stopped Madai. He said, please don't kill him. So he's a saintly person. So Lord Nityananda said to Lord Chaitanya, give them your mercy, don't kill them. I do not feel any pain. It's just my karma so let me take the sins of all these devotees. When Lord Chaitanya heard that Jagai protected Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya went to Jagai and embraced him. And Jagai felt great ecstasy and he fell at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. He became free of all his sins. Madai fell also at the feet of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. And Madai said to Lord Chaitanya that Jagai and me, we are a team. All sins I've committed, he has also committed. So you give your bhakti love to Jagai, please give it also to me, Madai said. That's so. But Lord Chaitanya became very grave and said, because you have offended my devotee, Lord Nityananda, I've no power to forgive you. Only Nityananda can forgive you. At that time, Madai fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda, who lifted him up and embraced him. And then Madai became completely free of all sins. But then Lord Chaitanya told to both that now you are free from all sins, but you never sin again. Never do it again. And they promised to never sin again. Then after that, Jagai and Madai came to the home of Lord Chaitanya, where Mother Sachi had prepared prasad. And Lord Chaitanya asked all the devotees, please bless Jagai and Madai. And then they had a kirtan in which Jagai and Madai danced in ecstasy. And Lord Chaitanya said to the devotees, never let anyone accuse these two, Jagai and Madai, to be sinners. Now they have become bhaktas. And Lord Chaitanya said, I will personally assume their sins. And then Lord Chaitanya's golden body became completely black. And the devotees were surprised and were fearful seeing this blackness, to the blackness that colored his body through the all these sins. But then they started kirtan, and when they started the kirtan, Lord Chaitanya's body became again golden. But Lord Chaitanya warned everyone, and that's an important instruction for us, it says, the sins of Jagai and Madai, they will go to everyone who offends my devotee. So that's a very important instruction, especially if one considers the amount of sin of Jagai and Madai. Yamaraj, he asked Chitragupta. Chitragupta, that's like, is like in Yamaloka, is an accountant. He takes note of all the sins. And he works with many assistants. And they are compiling, Chitragupta is compiling lists of the sins of everyone. And there are many Yamadutas involved who are taking the sins. So Yamaraj asked Chitragupta, what's the extent of the sins of these two, Jagai and Madai? Well, Chitragupta said, my staff cannot keep up noting these sins. So many messengers come and they have no rest. And my staff becomes overworked. It's such a big, many records. We have many records of their sins. No room in Yamaloka is enough to store all these records. There is no sin they did not commit. And that. And now, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we have to dump all these records in the ocean. And when Yamaraj heard this, he fainted in transcendental consciousness, in love of Krishna. So that's the amount of sin. But after this kirtan, in the house of Mother Tsachi, then Madai felt very bad. He could have no rest. He felt so bad of having hit Nityananda on the head that. And one day he met Lord Nityananda and he told him, I have this feeling of great sin. I have this feeling of great guilt because of this sin I committed by striking you on the head. What can I do? And Lord Nityananda instructed Madai. He said, you build a gate for visitors who come to bath in the Ganga. A gate is he made stairs going into the Ganga. With his own hand, he was making this gate. And he kept it very clean. And when visitors would come, he would offer them obeisances and ask them, how can I serve you? And sometimes people came and they recognized Madai and remembered their previous atrocities. Then they would throw stones to Madai, and Madai would take the stones and go to them and say, please throw it again. So he became, this is the transformation of heart. He was begging for forgiveness. So he made this ghat for bathing in the Ganga, and it's still there. Whoever comes, he was begging for forgiveness, offering obeisances to them, and he served them. So this is the wonderful transformation of the heart of Jagai and Madai. That it's a transformation which is a result of chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Today is the day we can pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya to get its change of heart. And to become very steady in the practice of the chanting and the rules of bhakti. So thank you very much. That, okay. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, jai.